Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Imagine standing at the threshold of a new day, with the quietness of the early morning surrounding you. Much like a musician tuning their instrument before a performance. Just as each note plays a critical role in the harmony of a song, so do the words that we choose to fill our minds and hearts at the start of each day. Today, I will delve into 3 profound scriptures that promise to guide, comfort, and motivate us as we embark on each new day. These verses are beacons of light that offer deep revelation, guidance, and profound insight into God's Word, ensuring that we walk in His guidance, comfort, and motivation. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Before we look at the 3 powerful verses to start our day, let us quickly look at Psalm 5, verse 3. It says, "My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." This verse beautifully captures the essence of starting our day by setting our focus on God, inviting His presence into our lives from the very first moments. As the dawn breaks and the world around us slowly awakens, there is a sacred silence that surrounds the early morning, a canvas of peace upon which the day's events will soon be painted. In these tranquil moments, turning our thoughts and prayers to God sets the stage for the unfolding day, aligning our spirit with His purpose and peace. It's in this quietness that our hearts can most easily hear the gentle whisper of God's voice, guiding us, comforting us, and motivating us to face whatever lies ahead with faith and confidence. Just as a musician listens for the perfect pitch, we too listen for God's voice, ensuring our hearts are in tune with His will, ready to play our part in the symphony of life that He orchestrates for us. The scriptures we will explore today are not random choices, but carefully chosen to resonate with the core of our being. They are divine verses that have the power to transform our day from ordinary to extraordinary, infusing each moment with meaning, purpose, and joy. As we delve into these 3 verses, Let them guide your steps. Fill your heart with peace and lift your spirit to new heights. Together, let's embrace the journey of this day, guided by God's word, and see where His divine guidance leads us. Scripture number one comes from Philippians 4, verse 13, and it tells us, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. I don't know about you, but every time I say this scripture, it's as if something rises up on the inside of me, a surge of strength and confidence that defies my circumstances, directly infused by Christ Himself. This powerful declaration reminds us that our abilities are not limited by what we can see or feel in the moment. Instead, your capabilities are boundless when you are anchored in Christ. It's a profound truth that transforms not just how we face challenges, but also how we view every opportunity and obstacle in our lives. In Christ, you will find the courage to step out in faith, the strength to persevere, and the assurance that you are never alone or powerless. In a world filled with daily challenges and uncertainties, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and incapable. Yet, this profound verse in the Bible can transform our perspective and approach to life's hurdles. Philippians 4, verse 13, is not just words. It's a living, breathing promise that activates a divine strength within us, enabling us to overcome, to succeed, and to thrive, regardless of the odds stacked against us. So it offers us not just hope, but a declaration of strength and possibility. Written by Apostle Paul while facing his own trials, this verse reminds us that our strength doesn't come from within ourselves, but from Christ. It is important to understand that when Paul states, I can do all things, he's not promoting a message of self-reliance or human willpower. Instead, he's acknowledging a deeper source of strength, Christ's presence within us. This strength is supernatural, enabling us to overcome obstacles and achieve things beyond our natural capabilities. It's a reminder that, regardless of our limitations, we have access to an infinite reservoir of power through our relationship with Christ. Applying this scripture to our daily life begins with a shift in mindset. Each morning, as we start our day, we can choose to remind ourselves of this truth. Facing a difficult task at work, dealing with personal struggles, or simply managing the day-to-day demands of life can become opportunities to lean on Christ's strength. It's about transforming our approach to challenges from, I can't, to, I can, through Christ.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Consider the challenge of maintaining patience and kindness in a stressful situation, perhaps in traffic, at work, or even at home with family. By recalling Philippians 4, verse 13, we can draw on Christ's strength to respond with grace rather than frustration. The scripture becomes a practical tool, not just for monumental challenges, but for everyday moments where we need strength beyond our own. Furthermore, the Bible is filled with stories of individuals who embodied this verse. David, facing Goliath, didn't rely on his own strength, but on God's. Esther, approaching the king to save her people, did so with a reliance on God's strength. Their stories are powerful reminders that our challenges today, much like theirs, call for a reliance on divine strength, not merely our own. My friends, we all have areas of weakness, tasks we find daunting, or situations where we feel out of our depth. Philippians 4, verse 13 invites us to view these not as insurmountable obstacles, but as moments to experience Christ's empowering. It's an invitation to step beyond our comfort zones, trusting not in our capacity, but in His. The strength that Paul talks about is directly tied to our relationship with Christ. It grows through prayer, reading the Bible, and living in obedience to God's Word and the leading of the Holy Spirit. As we deepen our connection with Christ, we become more aware of His presence and power in our lives, enabling us to do all things through Him. As we reflect on this scripture, let it be a source of daily encouragement and strength. The journey of life is filled with moments that require more than what we can muster on our own. In those times, remember Paul's words and the truth that through Christ we have the strength to face anything. Take a moment today to identify an area of your life where you felt weak or overwhelmed. Commit it to prayer, asking for Christ's strength to be made perfect in your weakness. Then, step forward in faith, trusting in His promise to empower you. Scripture number 2 comes to us from Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23. The scripture reminds us, saying, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Each day, in the midst of life's trials and the inevitable ups and downs, it's comforting to know that God's mercies are not only unfailing, but are renewed with each sunrise. Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 23 serve as a powerful reminder of this truth, offering hope and reassurance in the steadfast love and faithfulness of God. God's mercies are described as never failing, a testament to His unwavering love for us. Unlike human compassion, which can be fleeting and conditional, God's compassion is constant and infinite. The promise of new mercies every morning speaks to the continual renewal, an opportunity for a fresh start that God offers us each day. Embracing the truth of Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23 each morning can transform our outlook on the day ahead. Regardless of the previous day's struggles or failures, we can wake up to the assurance of God's mercy and compassion. This scripture invites us to let go of yesterday's burdens and embrace today with hope and gratitude. The phrase, which says, "Great is your faithfulness," is a declaration of God's unchanging nature. Reflecting on how God has been faithful in the past can strengthen our faith and trust in His promises for today and the future. Remembering instances of God's provision and guidance can be a source of comfort and motivation as we start each day. The concept of new mercies every morning is similar to being given a blank canvas each day. It's an opportunity to start anew, free from the mistakes and regrets of yesterday, This scripture encourages us to approach each day with a spirit of renewal, ready to live out God's purposes for our lives. Starting the day by acknowledging and thanking God for His new mercies can cultivate a heart of gratitude. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to the abundance of God's provision and love, setting a positive tone for the day and enabling us to face challenges with a hopeful perspective. Understanding and experiencing God's mercies compels us to extend compassion and mercy to those around us. This scripture can inspire us to be agents of God's love, offering forgiveness, understanding, and support to others, reflecting the mercy that we receive from God. My friends, let Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 23 be a source of encouragement and strength as you start each day. Remember that no matter what yesterday held, today is a new day filled with God's mercy and compassion. Embrace the day with the assurance of God's faithfulness and love. Reflect on the mercies that God has shown you recently and how His faithfulness has been evident in your life. Consider writing down these instances as a reminder of God's continual compassion and care. Also, as you go about your day, look for opportunities to demonstrate mercy and kindness to others, being a reflection of God's love. And scripture number 3 is from Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6. It tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Trusting in the Lord with all our heart is a journey into the heart of faith itself. It's a voyage that demands every fiber of our being to relinquish the illusion of control and embrace the certainty of God's sovereignty. This trust is nurtured in the soil of our daily experiences, strengthened by the trials and tribulations that test our faith, and matures in the moments of surrender to God's will. It's in the quiet surrender that we find the loud affirmation of God's presence, guiding us through every storm and calm. This trust asks us to look at our fears, doubts, and plans, and instead of clutching them tightly, to open our hands and hearts to God, allowing His infinite wisdom to lead the way. Our understanding, though valuable, is but a drop in the ocean of God's infinite wisdom. It's shaped by our limited experiences, cultural backgrounds, and the knowledge we've acquired, which can sometimes act as barriers to divine insight. The challenge of not leaning on our understanding is a call to humility, to acknowledge that our perspective is not absolute. It's an invitation to step into the vastness of God's wisdom, trusting that His view from above sees the end from the beginning, that He understands the weaving of every thread in the tapestry of our lives, and He knows the path that leads to our highest good. To acknowledge God in all our ways is to live with a constant consciousness of His omnipresence and omnipotence. It means seeing God not just as a spectator of our lives, but as an active participant, consultant, and guide in every decision we make. This acknowledgement is transformative, turning every moment, decision, and action into an act of faith. It's about seeing our lives as a collaborative journey with God, where His guidance is not just sought in moments of uncertainty, but is the steady compass by which we navigate every aspect of our existence. The promise that God will direct our paths is a beacon of hope in the uncertainty of life. This assurance is the foundation upon which we can build our lives, knowing that as we trust and acknowledge Him, our steps are guided by His hand. This directed path is not a straight line, free from obstacles, but a journey that weaves through the challenges and triumphs of life. Each step ordained by God to lead us to our divine destiny. It's a path that, while it may diverge from our plans, aligns us with God's purposes, bringing a sense of peace and fulfillment that can only come from walking in harmony with the Creator. Applying Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 in our daily life is an active practice of faith. It begins each morning with a conscious decision to surrender our will and seek God's guidance, a practice that aligns our heart with His. It's in the daily reading of His Word that we find the wisdom to navigate life decisions, and in the moments of pause for prayer that we find the clarity to see His will. Trusting in God amidst uncertainty is not a sign of weakness, but a testament to the strength of our faith, a faith that believes in the steadfastness of God's promise to guide our steps. Embracing trust as a lifestyle is the essence of living out Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. It's about making trust in God the foundation of our existence, seeking His direction not as a last resort, but as a first response. This lifestyle of trust doesn't shield us from life's challenges, but equips us with the assurance that we are never alone, that our paths are being divinely directed. It's a journey of continuous growth, guided by God's hand and marked by the peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that comes from trusting in His unfailing wisdom and love. Reflecting on the moments when trust in God guided us through crossroads or provided clarity in confusion strengthens our resolve to continue this practice. It reaffirms our commitment to a life led by divine guidance, a life where trust in God's wisdom is our compass and His love our constant companion. So, my friends, let us start each morning meditating on these three powerful scriptures. Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. As we meditate upon these scriptures each day, we anchor our hearts and minds in the truths that they reveal, nurturing a deep and enduring connection with God. This daily practice transforms our perspective, enabling us to see beyond the immediate challenges and uncertainties of life to the steadfast love and sovereign power of our Creator. Through each moment of meditation on these scriptures, we are reminded of God's promises, His faithfulness, and His unwavering commitment to lead us through every season of life. With each scripture we reflect upon, our faith is fortified, our hope is renewed, and our capacity to trust in God's plan is expanded, setting the foundation for a life lived in the fullness of His grace and truth. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, I come before you with a heart full of praise. Your greatness and majesty are beyond comprehension. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your love for us is endless. You are the creator of the universe, the keeper of the stars, and yet you know me by name and care for the intricacies of my life. I worship you, Lord, for you are holy, righteous, and worthy of all honor. Lord, I thank you for your countless blessings, for the breath of life, and for your unfailing love and mercies that greets me every morning. Thank you for being my guiding light in the darkness, my strength and weakness, and my hope and despair. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, guiding me through each day. Lord, forgive me for my sins and for the times I have strayed from your path. Forgive me for the moments I failed to trust in you completely and for not acknowledging you in all my ways. I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness, grudges, or resentment. Lord, as I navigate the challenges of life, I ask for your divine guidance and wisdom. Help me to trust in you with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. In every decision, in every challenge, let me acknowledge you, knowing that you will direct my paths. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of confusion, doubt, or fear. I bind any attempt of the enemy to derail me from your purpose and plan for my life. Protect me, Lord, from the attacks of the enemy and lead me away from temptation. Shield me from harm and guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I declare complete healing physically, emotionally, and spiritually. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal my body from illness, mend my heart from hurt, and renew my spirit. I pray against any form of attack meant to disrupt my peace, joy, or well-being. As I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other in prayer, asking for your blessings upon our lives and our loved ones. Grant us protection, provision, and your peace that surpasses understanding. Let your Holy Spirit guide us, filling us with your wisdom, strength, and love. Together, we claim victory over every trial and challenge. We declare healing for the sick, provision for the needy, and comfort for the grieving. We give thanks for your faithfulness, asking for your shield of protection to surround us and our loved ones. May your presence be with us every day, guiding our steps and filling our lives with your purpose. Lord, let your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.